This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Let's get cracking!
Release the Kraken.
Sploosh! And they're going into the deep, because is that what they're calling the Climate Pledge Arena?
Yeah, they refer to it as the deep.
Yeah.
I mean, they were always kind of referencing it, but I feel like they really leaned into it after the new, that new crazy pregame show spectacle, which is just when they have the eye going where the glass is.
Yeah! That's the first thing I thought. It was like the tentacle on the ice was super cool with all the lights up and stuff, but that eyeball, like, I cannot wait to go see that in person.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really stoked. I got goosebumps right now.
They refer to it as the deep, which is perfect.
Yeah. Man.
I like that better than Climate Pledge.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go to the deep.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see if indeed that they like will do different themes for each team that comes to town, the way Vegas had their theme when we went there and they, you know, the night was beating the Kraken. I find that to be a cool reason to go to games is every game could be different.
I feel like next season we might get something like that.
That'd be really cool. I mean, we got the Sharks coming today, so it'd just be like the Sharks just getting eaten by a giant Kraken. That'd be sweet.
Well, we still haven't had the mascot unveiled, and they keep like teasing it, or they like, you know, because even when they were showing like the water on the ice, and then all of a sudden that tentacle shows up just a little bit just to give you a tease. So I think when everything's fully like... Everything's been fully revealed, which I think this entire season that's been the fun, is that they've been like slowly putting things out. Maybe next year we'll get like moments where the Kraken eats the shark.
Or that'd be sweet.
Strangles the shark.
Sweet.
That'd be amazing.
Very nice.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Chris in Bellevue. Chris, are you there?
I am. And just like Tommy Lee, I spoke to Big Chris and he said, let's play.
All right.
Wow.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
All right, me and Big Steve are going to go in the other room.
All right.
Okay.
Wow. Alrighty, this is disturbing.
Wow, yeah. For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
At the time the U.S. was celebrating its bicentennial, who was the president?
Was that Gerald Ford?
Yes. Which singer was Bobby Brown married to from 92 to 2007?
I know about that.
In 1917, the U.S. entered what war?
Which year?
1917.
World War One.
Yes. What male pop singer voices Branch in the Trolls movie?
Justin Timberlake.
Yes. On what day of the week is Mardi Gras?
Tuesday.
Yes. Who played the title character in the 60s movie Cool Hand Luke? How many neck bones do humans have?
Neck bones?
Yeah.
4, 5, 6.
No. Skeet Ulrich plays Billy Loomis in which 1996 scary movie?
Scream.
Yes. A Virgin Mary cocktail is a Bloody Mary without which ingredient?
Vodka.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
I'm going to put Chris on hold because he's very loud.
He's driving or something.
No, he's on an airplane, of course. Nice.
There you go. Yeah, he's flying around.
Yeah, that's very, very loud on that one.
It was very loud, but also very loud was his score.
Yeah.
Does that work? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sure. All right. We'll go for that.
Yeah. We'll have to see how Steve does, or
Big Steve. I don't know which one's answering the questions here.
Oh, you want Big Steve?
No. That was a bad thing to bring back up.
Yeah. Put the microphone down.
Oh, jeez.
I'm kidding.
Wow.
I wouldn't do that to you guys.
Whoa. I appreciate that.
I like to keep my job.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
At the time the U.S. was celebrating its bicentennial, who was the president?
Eisenhower.
No.
Roosevelt.
No.
Nixon.
No. Which singer was Bobby Brown married to from 1992 to 2000? Yes. In 1917, what the U.S. entered which war?
The War of 1812.
No.
Nice. World War One.
Yes. What male pop singer voices Branch in the Trolls movie?
Oh. Justin Timberlake.
Yes. On what day of the week is Mardi Gras?
Tuesday.
Yes. Who played the title character in the 60s movie Cool Hand Luke?
Clint Eastwood.
No.
Oh. James Dean.
No.
Oh. Rock Hudson.
No. How many neck bones do humans have?
One.
No.
Six?
No.
Nine?
No. Yeah. Skeet Ulrich plays Billy Loomis in which 1996 scary movie?
Scary movie?
No.
Scream?
Yes. A Virgin Mary cocktail is a Bloody Mary without which ingredient?
Alcohol.
Yes. In what year of the late 2000s was the hit game Minecraft released?
2008.
No! Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's a tie!
Whoa, kiss your sister.
No, thank you. Yeah. I don't click on those thumbnails.
Yeah, pass on those ones.
Wow, how about that? A tie. Steve is, you know, it's been a tough year for him.
It has been.
And, yeah. I mean, a tie's not a loss. So, I mean, in hockey, well, you kind of get a point. Yeah, you get 1 point, so that's good.
We didn't get to go to a shootout, though.
No. One of the ones that you did not get correct, Chris, did. At the time the U.S. was celebrating its bicentennial, the president was Gerald Ford. So you're pretty close when it came to Nixon. So
yeah. So close.
I think only the only person like here that would know this one would probably be BJ, but who played Cool Hand Luke?
Was it Steve McQueen?
No.
Oh, then I don't know.
Paul Newman.
Okay.
Kind of looked like Steve McQueen, I think.
Well, Paul was a little better looking.
Wait, the dressing sauce guy? He was in movies?
Yeah. He was an actor before he made all those dressings.
He was in the movies. That lemonade, he also...
Yeah. I think he did spaghetti sauce as well.
Isn't he Pa? He's just Pa, who makes all the cookies and stuff.
And then how many neck bones do humans have?
70 separately.
Well, if you would have just said 7 there instead of whatever the hell you just did, you would have been correct.
Only 7? Well, that's lucky.
There's only 7. What year of the late 2000s was the hit game Minecraft released?
Well, I'd be guessing at this point it's not 2008, so I would say 2007 or 9.
Yeah, it would be 9, yeah. Good job there. Yeah,
that's Lily's favorite game, by the way.
Is it really?
Oh, wow, really? She's a crafter?
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
Does she run away from those little scary duders, or does she just build stuff?
Dude, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
She's trying to show me the game a million times. It's like, Dad, look, I can build you a pumpkin. And I'm like, great. I don't know what's happening.
And you're not a video game guy, are you?
No.
Yeah, this is going to be very... Wow, that's fascinating. She's in a world you don't... And Minecraft is, it's pretty addictive. It's pretty huge.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Congratulations on your tie, Steve.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.